Wow, that customer was a happy guy. He sure was impressed with you.
That was the plan.
Huh? That was the plan? What do you mean?
I learned a long time ago that all service is purposeful. It's the result of a set of decisions made by service providers and their employers about how they want customers to feel about their experience. In other words, they provide great service as part of their overall plan. There aren't any accidents.
No accidents, huh?
Right. The last time you went somewhere and someone greeted you in a warm and friendly way and made it easy to talk about what you needed, that was on purpose. It was not an accident. Your service provider planned and executed that.
Okay, I'll buy that. But what would you call it if the last place I went, the service provider was horrible? Never looked up, never said hello, never said thank you, and acted like he was doing me a favor.
The story doesn't change. Now, if he knew better and he was trained properly, well, I'd say that it was his fault. He knowingly did something he shouldn't have, and he failed to do several things he was supposed to do. Now, if you got lousy service because he didn't know better, or no one taught him how to do it correctly, how to treat customers well, that's the fault of the company.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that around. Companies unwilling to invest time and effort to bring their people along.
Yep, and that's sad. Training is how employees learn expectations and how they develop skills to meet real-world challenges. It's a great way to express kindness, and it's a great way to set the stage for consultants who make great choices about the quality of the service they provide.
Oh, I really like that conversation. I mean, it's fundamental, and you know, it's as true as anything I've ever heard. Service, good or bad service, well, that is someone's choice. It's important to remember that. And of course, as an automotive consultant, it's important to make good choices for yourself and your customer.
I've also learned that unless you provide top-notch service in relation to the fundamentals, you'll never be able to wow your customer.
You are so right. You simply cannot exceed expectations unless and until you meet those expectations. I mean, well, for instance, a beautiful bouquet of flowers means nothing to a customer whose brakes still don't work, or to a customer who's in their third hour of waiting for the work to be done that should have been completed in 1 hour.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I've learned that if we don't execute the fundamentals, we are doomed.
Doomed is a good word. However, if you have performed well and on time, then you're in a position to now wow the customer.
Like giving them a bouquet of flowers?
Well, not necessarily a bouquet of flowers. I mean, if you do it right, one flower is going to do, but it needs to be lovely, and lots of thought needs to go into how it is given. So you tell me, how would you give a customer a flower?
Oh, I'd wrap or package it so it could be seen, but so it didn't cause a mess, or in the case of a rose, it didn't prick the customer's finger.
Okay, good.
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay then, what else?
I'll add a handwritten note. Dear Mrs. Tolbert, I appreciate the opportunity to help you take good care of your Equinox. Your trust is inspiring and your support is very much appreciated. Please share my best wishes for your son's upcoming hockey tournament. The Red Dragons are going to take the cup. Enclosed, you will find 4 coupons for complimentary ice cream cones at Calder's Dairy. Enjoy the treat with your family.
Wow! And I mean wow!
You got that right. There's no way you can meet your customer's needs and then treat someone so well and not wow them. What'd you like about all that?
I liked the flower idea, and especially that you thought about how it would make it home in one piece without causing a mess. And I love the note, too. You emphasize the word trust, well, which is a really big in our business. And then you mentioned the hockey tournament, which, well, is clearly an important part of this family's life. And then finally, you added a treat for the whole family to enjoy. You, in effect, sponsored the many happy moments they would share over a victory or the sad moments for an unfortunate loss. And that, my friend, well, that's how you wow them. I mean, wrap competent service in something that will touch their hearts and then deliver it purposefully and with kindness. And that's a beautiful thing.
Okay, I get it. And the good news is I can do that too. Thanks.
My name is Corky Brabs, and I want to remind everybody that, boy, I'll tell you what, when you can put a smile on a customer's face, when you can wow them, and you can make a margin of difference that's so exceptional that they want to tell everybody about it, and they want to come back and see you when they need service the next time, well, that means you've done your job the right way, and you'll be rewarded for it. Have a great day, everyone.